The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Andres Higuera. And again, he's got a super Hispanic name that sounds cool. When he says it, it sounds not cool when I say it. So I'm just going to call him Andres, but there's some sort of Higuera name at the end that he can correct me later. This guy started Eco Green Office Cleaning Services May 2008. And I think I met him, it feels like 5 years ago, easy. So if you love Andres and want to do, is there more? I want more. I think he did a podcast. He said he did a podcast with me years ago. It's a weird thing to lie about. So I'm going to take a flying guess that he actually did. And maybe if Lindsay's on it, she'll, or the editor's on it, they'll leave a link in the show notes. Anyway, started Eco Green Cleaning Office Cleaning Services May 2008, Chesapeake, Virginia. They serve commercial clients. Tell me what I missed, screwed up, or anything you want to add, my friend.
No, that's good.
All right. So that's the first lie Andres has told. That was good. We like it. Okay. So we're going to let it slide. It's okay. I already downgraded. He's like, it's good. It's okay. You're terrible. I'm like, oh, that's off a cliff quick, man.
It's your first time.
Yeah. I haven't done a podcast before. So thank you. thanks for letting me, you know, be the new guy. You know, usually I do a bunch of interesting stories, but your question's so good. I want to like leave as much time as that for that as possible. So talk to me, give me your big fat question. I'll do my best to help make your life better, my friend.
Yeah. Well, in a nutshell, we've had a couple of part-time supervisors to kind of get some load off my back. And a couple of reasons, you know, things just didn't work out. Kind of my first time hiring someone for that position. So basically, I'm just looking for the best way to lighten my load by taking a lot of that evening work off my back as far as training, supervising, managing the crews, things like that. And just trying to find the most efficient way to pay and or utilize a manager, part-time supervisor, whatever title you want to give them. But they'd be working, you know, directly under me and helping lighten that load. So just trying to find the best way to hire, pay someone to do a job like that.
Okay. So because I know Andres, I'm going to just be super blunt and ask for permission. Can I, just give you the best coaching I've got, regardless of it may be what I think it would best be served by, as opposed to maybe even being what you want?
Sure.
Okay. So having done this for a little while and coached certainly hundreds, probably thousands one-on-one, and then tens of thousands or millions with the podcast, I found the caliber of value I can bring to another human when it comes to business is directly related to the caliber of the question, or the you ask good questions, you get effective answers. We ask different questions, we get different answers. So I'm not saying you don't have a good question, it's not effective. I'm saying I think we can ask a better question and get you a better answer. So the key thing that you said that I immediately clung on to and said, yes, that's what I want to help you with, is how do I get this load lifted? You said a couple like word pictures. I can see you go like, I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling heavy. I need to get other people doing it. I don't want to work in my business. I want to get on it. I want to get out of the weight of the day to day. Am I paraphrasing for you fair? Or am I completely hijacking what you're saying?
Well, you know, I definitely want to focus more on sales and recruiting. That's where my main focus wants to be. So just having someone able to manage the day to day crews and swept software we have, doing trainings, you know, things like that, that I don't have to do. I just need someone else to be able to do those things.
Right. Operating the day to day, as opposed to creating a new business.
Yeah. Yeah. If I want to be able to take time off, you know, not have to, everything have to stop until I get back, you know. And
so far we are 1000% on that. Is why we as a team do what we do, is to help exactly that. People get control over their business, control over their lives, create the freedom that they want, not just financially, which is the obvious one, but time-wise, right? I want to go do what I want to do, and I want my business to continue operating with or without me. And when I am working on my business, I want to work on it. I want to create a new vision. I want to execute my vision. I don't want to be doing day-to-day stuff that will need to be done day-to-day. I want to be doing on the business. Okay. So we're completely in line, and super common for people to be unclear on even that step. So great job on coming with some clarity on what you want. But oftentimes they make an assumptive
next step, which is the wrong direction. So people don't want to work. So how do I pay more to get the right people? And I'd be like, that's not even the right question, because it's not about the pay. It's about the core values. How do I create a culture? You know, I want this. So how do I that? And I'm like, I am always on the, I want this, right? It's your dream, your vision, your life. So I'm never going to be like, that's dumb. You should want a bigger business or work hard. Like whatever your life is, I don't get a vote. Right. Mm-hmm. However, I can give you some feedback with a lot of experience on, for that goal, maybe the weapon or steps or path that you've chosen is, might not be the best path. So, and the fun part about this for me, Andres, is I've been exactly where you're at. I've had that conversation. Mm-hmm. I've gone the wrong way and I'm like, so I know the cost and the frustration. So I would disagree with the hypothesis baked into the question of the next step should be to hire a supervisor. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but it isn't an A plus B equals C, 1 + 1 = 2. I want more time. Therefore I need to hire a supervisor. Always regard whether it's getting out of cleaning, getting out of the office work, getting out of administration, getting out of whatever it is we want to get out of, whatever weight we want to get off of. I have found, first and foremost, when possible, create systems to remove. Well, that's not true. First and foremost, get clear on what we don't want to do. So when we say, I don't want to do day to day, and if obviously in the time that we have, we can't dive as deep as I would if we were one-on-one, but or I shouldn't say one-on-one without a time constraint, because we are one-on-one effectively. The podcast people won't listen to later. It's just you and I. So I would spend a lot more time on going exactly what it is that you want to get done. So when you say you gave one, we don't have to talk about all of them, but I give an example so you can kind of do this on your own time. I don't want to deal with the swept app. Okay. We love swept, but, and I shouldn't say deal with, but I don't want to handle. I don't want to be the guy that has to check in and make sure and blah, 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 blah. So I'd be like, great. Is that 10 minutes a day, 10 hours a week? Where are we at? And you'd kind of clarify that. So I would get a very clear list of, here are the exact tasks I do not want to do. And here's how long I think each task will take or should take. And some of them we understand. Maybe Andres is great at it, so it only takes an hour a week. And maybe the new guy will take 2 hours. So we're going to probably put 2 hours down for that, not an hour, right? We're not looking for, if everyone was perfect, we're looking for someone I can actually hire to do this job in a reasonable fashion. Now, if it takes you an hour a week, we're not going to put 7 hours a week. That's insane. But we're not going to bust someone's chops if it takes them an hour 20 and takes you an hour. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but we're going to bake some of that in. So first and foremost, and this is, it's so frustrating because I coach everyone to do this. And that's why I love working with people on longer term. We can make sure it happens. So my fear for many of you guys are you're going to go, that's genius, Mike, and then do nothing. So you can do that, but the coaching will be worth what you paid, which is nothing. So I would really encourage you to do the hard work and not try, because most people want to skip step one, write a comprehensive list of, these are the exact specific tasks I do not want to do. Here's how long it takes. Bonus would be to kind of put a job or a dollar amount by them hourly. So if it's like checking tasks and emailing people, that might be $15 an hour. If it's running doing a group interview, that might be $20 an hour. If it's building a funnel, a hiring funnel, that might be $40 an hour. So you kind of want to have an idea of, like, you know, doing bookkeeping, that might be $20 an hour. Filing my taxes, well, that might be $150 an hour. Like, you kind of want to get an idea of, because typically what people do is hire a $40,000 supervisor, and $40,000 a year is $20 an hour. And they give him $10 an hour task and $70 an hour task, but thanks because he's a supervisor. And I do the huge air quotes for those of you that can't see, supervisor position, just be like, well, I'm paying him 40 grand, so he should be able to do everything. But that's an insane assumption that's not going to pay. So once we have that list, typically you'll find it breaks into two or three categories of skill sets. Any sort of accounting, I'm going to prepare the profit and loss statement. I'm going to deal with payroll. I'm going to have any sort of tax conversations. I'm going to make a judgment based on where our cost of goods sold are versus our, you know, I'm going to try and increase profitability. These are all not supervisor things. These are accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, tax advisor things. The other one would be some sort of, I'm going to deal with the other humans. In maybe a leadership role. That could be a client calls and they're pissed. That could be an employee calls and they're not coming in. That could be an employee punched another employee and we got to sort that whole thing out. That's a different set of skills, right? Mm-hmm. And that typically is like a $20 set, right? The third set is generally some sort of administration. I'm going to answer a phone. I'm going to create a spreadsheet. I'm going to fill in the spreadsheet. I'm going to prepare the payroll to give to the people to process the payroll, but I'm just going to tell them how many hours did what, kind of all that administrative stuff. That can be, you know, if you're going to the Philippines, $4 an hour, $2 an hour. If you're in the United States, that's, you know, 10, $15 an hour, depending on what part of the states. And then the last part would be some sort, well, I guess there's two more, but the last part typically is going to be some sort of sales position, which could also be a person calls in pissed off. You want someone that's got a little bit more skill than just an admin person, or I'm going to sell something to a client, or I'm going to build a relationship with the client. The last one, which most people don't think of, certainly in this kind of quote unquote supervisor role, is a really a higher level leader of men, someone at a higher level, but that's not what we're talking about. So when we do that and we've got that list, I'm always going to go in order. First, I'm going to try and get a system to solve the whole daggum thing. So an example of that would be, I need someone to keep the supplies stocked. Or let's not even do that. I need someone to do the scheduling for me. And right now we're doing it all by hand. Well, a system would be to have some sort of automated system where people sign up. It's on Calendly. It's there's reminders. That's it. I want to call people and remind them for their appointments. That'd be more for residential than commercial, but you get the idea. We can have an automated system do that and we don't have to do anything. And maybe a guy has to check out the system once a month, but for an hour, but that's not an ongoing thing. So if and when we can systematize it out, I want to systematize it out. Second, if I can't do that, I'm going to have a vendor do it. So example would be, I want someone to handle the supplies. I'm going to find a vendor and go, here's my locations, both the office for the places that don't have a janitor's closet. And here's all locations with janitor's closets. You're going to be my exclusive provider. I'm not looking for the cheapest price. If you screw me, I'll go somewhere else. But if you're reasonable and maybe you're 5 or 10% or maybe 20% more expensive on certain things, and you're, as long as you're reasonable, I don't care if it's $1,000 a month, typically if I nickel and dime together and cheap and you're $1,200 a month, we got no problems. You're going to get 100% of my business as long as you treat me fair. But you're just going to go to all of the supplies, including my office. You're going to look at what we need and you're just going to make the order. I'm going to write the check. A good vendor will go, wait a sec, I can just sell you whatever I think you need and you'll pay for it. And you go, yep, that's the deal. But you're going to come do all the work. And of course, if you're dealing with someone of low integrity, that won't work. They'll screw you. But if you're dealing with a low integrity mm-hmm. person, the problem is that your system is get a vendor that's not a lying cheat, right? So different problem. So that'd be a perfect example of, I'm not going to hire somebody. I'm not going to put that on a supervisor's task list. I'm going to have a vendor do that. Same with rags. Oh, what do we do with the rags? We're going to have somebody pay a freaking company, for God's sakes, or at least know what a company would charge and have that as an option. So first I'm going to have a system solve it. If I can't have a system solve it, I'm going to have a company solve it. A vendor is what we call those. Mm-hmm. Third, if I can't get, if a vendor's not willing or able to do it, or it doesn't make any sense, then I'm going to have a contractor do it, right? So say our podcasts, we have a contractor do that. Like I don't have a team member, an employee. Like I could do a vendor, but it was kind of expensive. And we do enough podcasts, I'm like, I'll just have a vendor that he works for other people. This is not his full-time job, but he's not working for another company that charges me a margin, because that works, right? If there's constant turnover mm-hmm. in that position, I would probably just pay a company that would handle all that turnover nonsense and I'd pay more money. So that's kind of the difference between a vendor and a contractor, but he's not an employee. He's not a part of our, you know, team, as it were. Mm-hmm. Finally, if I can't do that, I'm going to have, and almost always you can do that. You'd be shocked how much you can get done. Scheduling. That's it. That's a contractor, man. We want a quote unquote supervisor to do that. It's literally one dude that works 0 to 1 hour a day that just deals with all that. That guy didn't call in, so I got to call that guy, or everything worked fine, so I didn't do anything. That can just be one dude that you pay $200 a month and it's done. We want to have a supervisor do 17 different things, which sucks because again, they're typically 3 or 4 different skill sets and he has one or two, or she has one or two. When he or she quits, you're screwed because now you got to replace all of that and it's a son of a gun and you have to get him back up to speed. But when you have it diced out into, well, the system handles this, a vendor handles that, we've got a VA that handles that, the next thing mm-hmm. would be adding it to a current employee, like rags. If you weren't going to have a contract, if you couldn't systematize rags, I don't know how you systematize that. They're dirty. They got to be clean. You can't pay mm-hmm. a vendor, and no contractor will do that work. I would just tell an employee, hey guys, we have the rags. Whoever wants to handle the rags every month, you get $200 or whatever a fair fee is. You handle the rags and we'll have three. The first guy gets his shot. If he screws up, it goes to the second and the third. But see how we're kind of combining a system with an employee, but it's not a new rag guy that we're hiring. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I would do, which typically you don't need a quote unquote supervisor, well over $500,000. Sometimes you can squeeze to $1 million. Even then, I still don't want a supervisor, which could mean anything. I still want very specific. We call it thin slicing jobs. So you're doing this specific job and you're really good at it. So when you quit, so much easier to get a new podcast guy, vendor for our supplies, person to answer the phones. I'm trying to think of all the things that we've discussed, person to handle scheduling. When one of those guys quits, to replace that little dude, super easy. and typically have other people cross-trained on that job. But when you got one guy that does, and the person that does it is really good and do podcast editing, by the way, like those are different skills. So when you have one guy doing it all, he or she usually does a garbage job at a third of it, an okay job at a third of it, really good at a third of it. Like, and then when he quits, the thirds may switch and you have to now seven processes in your program are broken. And then who's back working it? It's Andres. And we wasted $40,000. If we thin slice it, it usually costs a lot more than that, or a lot less than that. Sorry. So you save money. So the big thing is, short answer to your, or long answer to your short question, I'll get your feedback, is don't jump to supervisor. Typically what that is somebody, and not, please no disrespect to you, Andres, is a very common thing. It just, I haven't done the hard work of thinking through what I'm really looking for and really matching a customized situation to each of the problems I'm trying to solve. I don't want to do that work, which might take 2 or 3 hours. And it's a son of a gun to think, right? Like that's why we get paid. It's hard work. But once we think and put that through and put the systems in place, that's working on your business, because you might be able to break that one $40,000 a year supervisor position into 3 or 4 systems, vendors, contractors, team members, side jobs that cost $20,000 a year. And you're like, oh, I saved 20 grand. Big deal. You get the right person doing the right job. My podcast editor is really good at editing podcasts. How would he be answering the phone? Probably terrible. I don't know. I've never asked him. But if he quits, it's super easy to get the new guy. I'm not editing freaking podcasts. We just have somebody else do that. Whereas a $40,000 supervisor quits, Andres is out there, you know, doing whatever that guy does and hating life. All right. Long rant for a short question. Questions, comments, rude remarks. What can I do for you, my friend?
Yeah, no. I guess I've done some of what you're saying. But not to the extent. So yeah, for example, we have our supplies and inventory. You know, I do have one of my cleaners who wanted some extra hours. And so I signed that to him and he's doing great. But that used to be the task of my previous supervisor. So I was giving him a whole slew of stuff to do, from training to, you know, cleaning inspections. And so what I'm getting from you is, really have my cleaning inspector, right? That's his only job, to inspect. Maybe have someone who's or a handful of people who are floaters, and their job is just to fill in and clean for other people. Have someone manage the software, the scheduling, stuff like that. Just kind of break up the tasks versus having a one person do it all.
Yeah, one point of failure. We've got several points of failure.
Yeah. Much
smaller failures, as opposed to.
And when my supervisor quit, Then all that was thrown back on me. Right. So that's why I started to divvy off the supplies and inventory to someone else. So I just need to continue with that process based on what you're saying.
Yeah. Your supervisor quit. You acknowledge your problem. You started down the right path of solving. And then you're like, I'll just go back to the other thing that created this problem in the first place, which is very typical. I would just be like, wait, no, I was on the right path in the first place. I don't have to second guess myself. Maybe you didn't know how deep or how far, you thought, hey, I could make this big problem a small problem by taking off little chunks of the supervisor thing. Hopefully now you're like, maybe I could solve this entire problem. And I promise you can, with that same thought process.
Yeah. I guess my concern is then, well, is someone going to want to work 30 minutes a night managing software? You know, is that a good enough job to hire them for, you know? That's why I was kind of grouping, hey, you can do inspections for a couple hours and you can train someone for an hour or two. And that way they have a shift that's worth their time. But now if we chop it up,
Let me jump in, because a lot of people make that same thought process and I don't want to just hover over it, because a lot of people are going, I feel the same thing, same way. So I'm gonna answer not just you, but the audience. We make it's so fun. I like to talk to people that have been out of cleaning for a while so I can show it to you in that regard. And you're like, well, obviously that's a thing. And then you're like, oh, I'm doing the same thing at a different level. So we do the same thing when we start. You're like, I don't have 40 hours of cleaning to give somebody and no one's going to want to work 10 or 15 hours. And hopefully you're like, all my people work 10 or 15 hours. So we kind of make this judgment around what we're typically saying is, I couldn't live on 40 hours a week. Therefore nobody shall, right? Same thing with residential cleaners. A lot of times when they start, they don't have as much money as their clients. And they're like, I would never pay $300 a month for someone to clean my house. But you're not selling to you. You're selling to your client who would pay $300, right? Like, I would never pay $10,000 for a golden toilet, but they exist, right? Somebody's selling it to somebody. I don't even know. Maybe they're $100,000. I sound ignorant. I have no idea what a golden toilet would cost, but I wouldn't pay a nickel for it because it would be gauche for me. But that doesn't mean there aren't probably several people, if not dozens, if not hundreds of people making millions of dollars selling golden toilets that I think are ridiculous. So when it comes to the reverse of, I would never work for $200 a month, that's fine. You're not hiring you. I wouldn't do it either. So if I try to hire you for that job, I'd fail. And you try to hire me, you'd fail. But there are humans all over the world that would do that. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, they might have 10 of you or 20 of you. And now they're like, I make $4,000 a month and I only work an hour. You know what I'm saying? It's all of a sudden not that bad. There also might be people in the Philippines who are like, you know, $200 a month is quite a bit of money for me. There might be a mom that's like, I just want to challenge and I want to do, there's a thousand reasons why people would do it. So as leaders, do your best. And it's really hard not to put our junk on other people, which is a common mistake. Anyway. Last thing I wanted to give you, and then I'll let you kind of finish this out, is you mentioned something. I was like, no, don't do that. God bless it. I can't remember what it was. All right. Continue what you're saying. I'm going to let you finish this out, my friend.
I think you hit that on the head, just splitting it up with different people and based on their skill sets versus trying to force someone into a mold that they can't do it all. So that makes good sense to me. So. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Cool. And again, another added kind of unintended benefit is to train someone on, I hate this big, broad supervisor thing that could mean anything, could take weeks and maybe they're not a fit. And so you're like, oh my God, I've been doing this position for a month. I'm miserable. I hire a guy that maybe isn't the best guy, but I just want out. And then he really needs 2 or 3 weeks of training, but I'm so freaking miserable. That's like, I give him 2 days of training. And I, when he gets overwhelmed, I'm confused as to why he quit. So there's all this like baked in grossness that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But guess what? And I love you, podcast editor, if you're listening, you know, who's literally listening to this. when he quits, I'd be sad, but it's pretty easy to find another dude do that because it's just one single skill, right? Same thing with to train is just like, oh, it only might take a guy. And for the podcast, they should come knowing that, but for your scheduler, right? Say that was a piece of his duties to train just on that might take a couple hours. And you probably have a couple, and if you're smart, you made some videos of the training, the first guy, you just let the second guy do it. So, but when I've got 17 different tasks I'm training, it just takes a long time because he's not good at those things. But I know my podcast editor is going to be good at podcast editing because that's all the frick he does. Right. And if I hire a VA for a scheduler, I'm assuming they do virtual assistant type tasks on par with that kind of complexity for lots of different people and lots of different tasks. If they can't get it, they're the wrong guy. So not only do you get the better guy for the job, typically save more money for the job, have no stress when the turnover comes, because it's easier to hire an editor or a scheduler or an X than it is a quote unquote supervisor supposed to do these 9 different things. On top of everything else, the transition's super easy. Because if you're like, hey, welder, I need a welder, super easy to find a welder. But you're like, well, welder, I also need to clean the bathrooms, balance my checkbook, and you know, pick up my dry cleaning. That guy's hard to find, but each of those tasks is easy. So there's a lot of baked into that. All right. Questions, comments, true to Mark? So do you think we covered everything we need to cover, my friend?
Do you think because it's software related that maybe have a VA manage swept every night?
I'd have to get into the specifics. I don't know what managed swept looks like for you, right? That would be different. So I'd have to kind of break that down. I would have no problem with one guy doing just that. Or again, 2 or 3 small tasks like, you know, you manage swept and you do that are related, right? Like my accountant, when you're large, you have a payables clerk and a receivables clerk, and then you have someone above that and you have a CFO. But guess what? When you're doing under $1 million, there's one guy or gal that's the payables clerk and the receivables clerk. I mean, there's your P&L. So it really depends on managing swept for a team of 500. That might be all he does. Managing team swept for a team of 31, he might be able to do that and the scheduling. So it kind of depends on what that looks like in your, and you might use swept for everything they do, which is a ton. And you might use swept for just 1 or 2 things, which is different. So we'd have to get into that, but that would be generally from what you said, that is that $10 to $20 an hour thing. You know, for you, maybe it's 3 hours a week, for someone else, maybe it's 20, for someone else, 20 minutes. We'd kind of have to see, but I would want it to be a complimentary thing. Like managing the payables and the receivables, complimentary. Doing sales calls and managing the receivables, not complimentary.
Yeah.
So a VA dealing with customer complaints, they're different, right? This is a spreadsheet guy. He's getting data. He's doing, so as long, yes, I would put on other tasks, but make them sensible connections, right? Like sales guys shouldn't be cleaning. Cleaners shouldn't be doing accounting. Accounting people shouldn't be doing hiring. Like they're all fine jobs, but the accounting people could do things within that skill set. So that's why I said at the beginning, we start with the list and then you'll start seeing a bunch into categories of like, okay, this is all kind of one category that a type of human would be good at, as opposed to if we don't have the list, It's just the supervisor that we're hoping is quote unquote smart. All right. We are way over on time because I won't shut up. Andres Aguirre, everybody. Again, I'll try and get the show notes link with the other podcasts if you just can't get enough of Andres. If you're like, I like this, I want more. We've done about 700 podcasts. We've got a free Facebook group of 15,000 people. You can even text me. I just started that. I haven't mentioned my text number in a while. Where is it? I will get it to you. I think it's actually in the outro, and Lindsay gets mad at me when I yell it and when I say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, 602-932-6431. Shoot me a text, say, hey, I don't do a bunch of coaching over there, but it's just good to check in, see where you're at, see if I can help you. Growingcleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.